This is Glenn Hauser with World on Radio, 1441. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded December 31st, HD turning off and more domestic news, harmonics from Missouri and Afghanistan, programming from Canada, Mexico, Paraguay, Kurdistan, Tajikistan, Venezuelan shortwave pirate, monitoring Antarctica, the elusive Guinea-Conakry, Chad, Yemen, and Syria, future plans from Latvia and Sudan, and the propagation outlook. They're turning off HD in Washington, D.C., reads the headline in RBR.com, December 25th, sent on to us by Bill Harms in nearby Maryland. This time it's not an anomaly or a digital exciter glitch, at least not that we can see. For weeks now, the Washington, D.C. market has been turning off its HD radio signals en masse. There's no longer any station in the market on AM and HD. 7:30 long ago shut off the signal. Now the list includes 6:30, 570, 980, 1500. FM now includes 106.7, 102.3, 104.1, and 107.7. They observe the most likely culprit is licensing fees, just not worth it for some in tough economic times. And these FMs did not have HD multicast, that is HD2 signals. Two of them are broadcasting in mono, so what's the point? On the AM side, unless you're 50,000 watts, most radios just can't pick up AM-HD very far from the tower array. WFED 1500 is 50 kilowatts, but you'd never know it because of its higher frequency, which does not propagate very well. However, in the appended comments, Randy Cabridge says the reason AMs are turning off their HD is because, according to tales running in engineering circles, IBOC interferes with PPM encoding, which, considering how that works and what the digital hash of IBOC sounds like, I can clearly see as a possibility. The info apparently first came out of Clear Channel, but most major market AM engineers are now fully aware of it, and HD radio is being turned off due to this info, whether it's true or not. Well, I'm not quite sure what PPM is, but Rob DeSantos in Ohio suggests it's personal people meter, a ratings-related technology that monitors what an individual listens to and replaces the old diary method. It's too early to be sure if IBOC is being turned off permanently, but Mike Bryant in Louisville says WHAS 840 there has turned it off as of Christmas Day, giving me the gift of being able to receive WCCO 830 and KOA 850 once again. And Thomas Anderson in ABDX adds that WBAP has also apparently turned it off. That's 820 in Fort Worth. Furthermore, we have a report via Lucio Heiser in Brasilia in the Rádio Escutas group that the communications minister of Brazil, Helio Costa, has abandoned the digital radio project there, as reported in O Estado de São Paulo, December 28th. In the U.S., the countdown marches on to the digital television transition in mid-February. In ABDX, Juan Gualda in Florida found a link at the FCC website showing the comparative analog and digital coverage of each TV station. A lot of maps, which you can access state by state or market by market at this URL, www.fcc.gov/dtv/markets/. Very interesting to see how the old and new coverages compare from one case to another. Some stations, of course, moving from VHF to UHF, besides going from analog to digital, and some are not changing bands. After barely a year with a liberal talk radio format, WVKO 1580 Columbus, Ohio, suddenly switched to Catholic radio on December 22nd, according to reports in the Ohio Media blogspot via Artie Bigley. That's because the station has been sold, so no more progressive talk, but instead all Catholic radio. If you hear French on 1680 kHz, here's the answer. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica was hearing French with some Caribbean flavor music around 0500 UT, December 27th. Nothing to account for it in the usual references. Also reported from Venezuela by Santiago Sanjil at 0400 UT on the same date. Well, Henry Clements has the answer. It's WOKB in Florida, which according to their website, they now have a Haitian Creole evangelical program Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time, 02 to 05 UT. I believe they may have Spanish at other times. Here's a tip for DXing the big signal from Oklahoma City on 1520 KOKC. It's commonly heard in the South Pacific because of its not only its power but its directional pattern, but more difficult in Europe. However, in the medium wave circle, Paul Crankshaw in the UK says there was a 1 minute pause in modulation from WWKB Buffalo, New York, 1520, just before 0800 UT. And during that time, he was able to pull through an ID from AM 1520, KOKC, Oklahoma City. And this has happened more than once, apparently, so give it a try at 0759. Meanwhile, an even older Oklahoma City station, WKY 930, continues to fish around for a format and an audience. They had been known as Jocks 930 under Citadel ownership, but News OK reported on December 19th that poor ratings doomed that local sports talk radio station, so they temporarily switched to ESPN Radio Network. They're going to launch an undisclosed format later on AM 930. Thanks to Kevin Redding, ABDX, for that story. David Hodgson in Tennessee reports to the Harmonics Group and a DX Listening Digest, hearing on 4050 KWMO in Washington, Missouri, at 0900 UT. It's the third harmonic of 1350 country music, and IDs like The Mouth, 1350 AM. It's supposedly only 84 watts at night, but he's not too far away, so maybe they were really running that low power. On the fundamental, that is, it has to be, much less on the harmonic, unless, of course, it's totally out of whack. 9345, as I mentioned previously, has been a very good frequency for Voice of American English for us to hear back in America in our mornings during the news at 13 to 14 UT. But that frequency is gone. They suddenly replaced it with 7575, which is also good here. It is coming from Tinian during that hour. During the previous hour, it's via Sri Lanka, and during the following hour at 14, it's via Thailand. Via Ben Dawson, the FCC issued a public notice December 29th that it is accepting applications involving shortwave stations. A construction permit for a new shortwave broadcast station in Milton, Florida. We've heard about this before. It's owned by a church, I believe, in the Pensacola area, but it's doing business as Hill Radio International. Furthermore, KTMI in Oregon has applied for a license, not in Lebanon as previously, but in nearby Albany, Oregon, both of which are just south of Salem near I-5. And furthermore, WINB in Pennsylvania has applied to renew its license. I remarked recently that WWRB has a homemade transmitter, which might account for all the overmodulation, distortion, and splatter, but Dave France corrects me. The original homemade transmitter at WGTG has been scrapped long ago. Now they're using Harris CBT SW100F 100 kilowatt auto-tuned shortwave transmitters. And he adds that because FBN stole the plans for his original homemade transmitter, that's the reason why there are no visitors allowed ever at WWRB. I regret continuing to mention this, but I'm still waiting for an answer. There's a strong radio teletype signal on 11687.5 or so for many hours, especially in our mornings, interfering with 11690 stations like HCJB. It had been suggested this could be coming from the Russian military in Crimea, but it seems to me it's too strong and steady to be coming all the way from there. And Noel Green in England agrees. He says, I've checked 11690 for any trace of radio teletype interference around 1400 and don't hear it at all. So if it continues to be heard stateside, it is not coming from Europe or the Middle East. Furthermore, when Jordan was on 11690 and North American listeners were complaining about the teletype, I was not hearing it then either. We need someone in the Americas with RTTY reception capability to try to identify it, and even then it may be encrypted. Who hears it loudest, and where do they hear it, I wonder? And furthermore, note that this is a legitimate complaint, since 11690 is now supposed to be exclusively within the 25-meter shortwave broadcasting band. One of the excellent shows on CBC Radio 1 is back with a new series starting January 5th, The Age of Persuasion with Terry O'Reilly. According to the Age of Persuasion blog at CBC, it replaces White Coat Black Art about the medical profession. The local times are Mondays at 11:30 a.m., repeated Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., or make that 2 minutes later. And on the webcasts, that also means there are four additional chances to hear each broadcast 1, 2, 3, and 4 hours later, depending on the time zone. The repaired CFRX transmitter in Toronto on 6070 continues to hold up, getting out very well for only 1 kilowatt. If only there were never any co-channel interference, but during much of the day there is none, although most of the night there is some. Here's the explanation for the latest problem in the CFRX Yahoo group posted by Steve Canny. Here's the explanation from the engineer Ian. He said the engineer from Armstrong said the coax between each plate amplifier module and the combiner should have been able to handle 1,500 watts, but it did not since one had a hole burned through it. We were nowhere near 1,500 watts. Likely the SWR caused the voltage to go up, hence the problem, but now it's all fixed. Here in Oklahoma, almost 2 megameters away, I'm able to hear CFRX at midday, although somewhat down in the noise, and also in the middle of the night. It was even overriding CBC in Chile around 07 UT during a talk show which I found interesting, interviewing someone who had spent a year in solitude in the Chilean Patagonia, of all places, overriding that broadcast direct from Chile, which is never about Chile. If you want to read more about that, his website is bobkull.org. We've been listening some to a new webcast called Radio Mexico International via www.qsl.net/xe1a/radio with a capital R. I don't suppose they have a definite schedule, but they did have a 10-minute newscast in Spanish of Mexican and world news one evening at 04:05, followed by a replay of the final edition of Radio Enlace from Radio Netherlands. Here's another strange coincidence, like Canada versus Chile I just mentioned. December 27th at 13:43, I was hearing Cuban music on 11760 on top of Radio Havana talking in Spanish. This turned out to be part of the BBC World Service Cuba season, Charlie Gillett's World of Music, featuring Lecuona, Perez Prado, and Mongo Santa Maria, among others. Furthermore, the BBC signal all the way from Oman was stronger than Radio Havana. Frustrated with all the interference and lack of interesting programming on medium wave, some DXers are migrating to long wave, not to hear broadcast stations, but to DX beacons, which are low power, and of course send nothing but their call letters over and over in code. But you can hear some interesting countries, and great distances considering the power. For example, in IRCA, Joe Miller in Michigan reports hearing the Cayman Islands. December 28th at 03:26 on 415 kilohertz. The station's call sign is, strangely enough, CBC. It's on the west end of Cayman Islands. Of course, there are online references identifying all these frequencies and call signs. You're listening to World of Radio number 1441. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Thanks to Will Martin in Missouri for a generous check in the mail. To Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Consult our website for much more info on how to contact us, and for much more info, worldofradio.org. There have been several previous reports of an unidentified station in Venezuela on 6981 kilohertz, more or less. The Xers in Colombia and Venezuela have been tracking it down, and the results have been published at the blog of Santiago Sanhil, which Al Qualieri has found and translated. The station is called Radio Joel 228 FM. That is, it is named after the Bible verse, I'm not sure why, Joel 2:28. The studios are in El Mohan, Santa Cruz de Mara, in Zulia State, northwestern Venezuela, near the Colombian border. And they have a Hotmail address, phone lines, nothing apparently secret, and they got in contact with the pastor and the assistant director, who are, surprisingly, both radio hobbyists. It's part of the network Luz del Mundo Internacional, headquartered in Portuguesa State, with 74 affiliates and 4 transmitters in other countries. Webpage www.circuitoluzdelmundo.com. And they confirmed on the phone that they've been using a ham radio transmitter with 50 watts of power on 6981.5. Read more about it in DX Listening Digest 8134. Now, a new mystery has arisen. Yimber Gaviria in Colombia reports in his blog hearing Radio Nacional de Colombia, IME, on a shortwave frequency, 10770, December 29th at 1345, relaying Radio France International. So far, we have not come up with any explanation for this. That frequency does not look like a likely harmonic. A couple of reports of Bolivia's Radio Tacana. Rich D'Angelo, on another of his French Creek State Park de-expeditions in southeastern Pennsylvania, reports it December 22nd at 2303 to 2335 on 4781.6. Rustic vocal, followed by an ad string, Feliz Navidad. Many IDs and a time check at 2326. Severe interference from Kodar. Acker Peterson in Denmark also reports it tentatively on a more precise frequency, 4781.57, December 24th at 0125 to 135. Quite weak with Spanish talk and also with Kodar interference, according to his report via Playdex. Paraguay has a number of webcasting radio stations now, including Radio Nacional, which used to be on shortwave, but now has an AM program on 920 and FM on 95.1. Yimber Gaviria points out there's a website aggregating these and a number of commercial Paraguayan stations which do webcasts on one page. It's www.desdeparaguay.com. Uruguay once again represented on shortwave. Horacio Negro reported via DSWCIDX window that as of December 13th, he was hearing Sodre on 6125 around 1200 UT, relaying Radio Uruguay on medium wave 1050, but weak modulation and a lot of noise at his location. Lots of luck in hearing it any further away. In the UDXF group, Mike Chase Ortiz, location unknown, reported hearing the British Antarctic Survey in a net on 7775 USB at 0240 UT, December 27th. Voice traffic from various VAS stations and check-ins, including a call sign Sky Blue. Terry Wilson in Michigan was hearing this an hour later at 0345, although quite weak copy. Some other Antarctic communication frequencies. Bird Radio with a Y, heard on 8997 USB around 0700 and on 13251 at 0800 UT, according to Andrew D. in New Zealand in the UDXF group. McMurdo active on 4470 as well as on 9032 throughout the day between 18 and 09 UT. In the Media Network blog, Andy Sennett says, I read in the Times that the people of St. Helena are devastated that the UK government has suspended funding for their new airport due to the financial crisis. At least most of them are. A minority are opposed to the airport as they think tourists will ruin the island. I fear they may be right, but they need more employment to keep the young people from heading off to the UK. Now, when will we be able to listen to Radio St. Helena worldwide on the web? As I mentioned last week, all ears on 7125 following the coup in Guinea, their only known shortwave frequency, which has been quite sporadic. In fact, you have to be careful to be sure you're actually hearing Guinea rather than something else, such as Russia, which occupies the frequency between 2300 and 0600 UT. I was listening at 06. Russia was starting the news in Russian, but cut off, exposing absolutely nothing else on the frequency. However, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil says he was able to hear Guinea at 0718, 0725, and 0731 with some communiques in French. That was December 26th. But they went off abruptly in mid-song at 0734. Matti Ponkamo in Finland says he's tried to catch Conakry on 7125, but there's more and more amateur interference due to the extended European 40-meter band. In case you haven't heard, according to the Media Network blog, ORTM in Mali has launched a free-to-air satellite television service to North America, principally in French, with news, sports, art, and cultural programming. This began on December 27th on Galaxy 19, 97 West, 12060 horizontal, symbol rate 22,000, FEC 3 over 4. I say we are honored and wish many other countries would do it, yet I fear the Malians overestimate the yearning amongst Americans for TV programming from Bamako. In the latest DX Listing Digest, we have lots of loggings of Chad, but you can never be sure from one day to the next whether they'll be on 4905 or 6165 or neither in the morning or in the evening. Via Media Network, Ratio magazine in Kenya reports that a new radio station is to be launched in southern Sudan in early 2009 to be called Voice of the People and based in Juba. However, no details in this story about what frequency or even what band they'll be using. And don't we already have enough stations named Voice of the People? The Ethiopian transmitter for 9560 has always been variable, but now it's way off. I've been hearing it around 9556 for the Eritrean clandestine program at 15 to 16 UT, Voice of Democratic Alliance. Here's another mystery on 5790. That frequency is listed as only on the air between 15 and 17 UT, with DRM only broadcasts for BBC or Deutsche Welle from Wooferton. However, Joe Hannon in New Jersey was hearing something on that frequency with music possibly in Russian from 1955 to 2000 UT, December 27th. It's also reported in the BDX group by Johan PE9DX in Holland. He thinks it's the BBC in the Russian language between 17 and 18 UT, but they also mentioned Radio Svoboda. Shortwave broadcasting from Latvia on 9290 is off for the moment, but maybe not forever. NHCDX Tom Taylor says on December 30th at 13:15 UT was the last broadcast from the 100-kilowatt transmitter. That was a program for the RMRC in Germany. However, he says the relay license holder says a new relay service will start sometime in February with test tones and alignments. That transmitter's maximum power will be only 10 kilowatts. In SW Programs, Rich Cuff recommends an article in the December 29th New York Times about Pridnestrovia, the home of Radio PMR. The title of it, you may search out, is Ex-Soviet Fantasyland. Via Playdix, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports Republic of Yemen Radio Sana'a on 6005, December 24th, around 1701, with an ID and Arabic songs. Wolfgang Büchner in Germany says that may have replaced 9780 variable, which has been missing for a few days. If you listen to WBCQ on 9330 and the pitch is somewhat distorted, that may be because Syria is still transmitting a carrier on a slightly different frequency. Brian Alexander was hearing Syria December 25th until it went off at 1931 UT, first in German and then French after 1900. We've been enjoying the otherworldly music, chatting on 7540, accompanied by strumming at times. That's the voice of Mesopotamia, clandestine for Kurdistan, between 14 and 15 UT. However, according to the Alki list, the schedule shifts on January 1st, so 7540 starts at 1500, while the previous frequency, 11530, stays on another hour until 1500. Al-Muik in Kabul says Radio TV Afghanistan has been putting a strong third harmonic on 3321 kilohertz, heard December 29th at 1627. So strong, he thinks, there's a chance those outside of Afghanistan may be able to hear it. Via PlayDX, Anker Peterson in Denmark was enjoying beautiful Tajik folk songs at 0130 UT December 24th on 4765.07. That's Tajik Radio 1. Al-Muik in Afghanistan was hearing All India Radio on an unlisted frequency, 4865, December 29th at 1610. Jari Savolainen in Finland says it was Delhi off frequency instead of 4860. NBCDX, Takahito Akabayashi in Japan, says that Radio Nikkei is operating two different transmitter sites at once on 3925 in order to fill in skip zones. So you can't really be positive which you're hearing, since the programming is the same, one from Hokkaido and one from Honshu. According to Adrian Sainsbury on RNZI Mailbox, we have RNZ's HF specialist technician Steve White to thank for putting the Solomon Islands back on shortwave. He went there and repaired the daytime transmitter, which had been off the air for 3 years. That's the one that's supposed to be on 9540, but has been widely reported around 9541.5. By the way, on the December 22nd RNZI mailbox, Myra O. said the next edition would not be until January 26th. That is 5 weeks later. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 30th. ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 3 on January 2nd. Otherwise, only 8 and 3, or mostly 5 and 2, through January 26th. Solar flux steady at 70 until January 26th. And that's World of Radio 1441. Glenn Hauser wishing you a Happy New Year, and hear me again next week.